Prologue. This book is about ultimate reality. Everything is part of ultimate reality. Ultimate reality is universal consciousness. Some call universal consciousness God. You are a wave on the ocean of universal consciousness. You are universal consciousness experiencing a unique part of itself. Universal consciousness is everything, because all things exist only within universal consciousness. Universal consciousness is no thing, because it is invisible, intangible awareness that is the creator and experiencer of all things. The true nature of universal consciousness is all-powerful. You have chosen not to remember that power, so you can have an individual experience. Universal consciousness creates life experience by what it thinks and believes. As part of universal consciousness, your beliefs become real. Universal consciousness is also love. Out of love, you do everything. Sometimes that love is experimental. So, universal consciousness can love things just to see what happens. For example, you can choose to love pleasure. You can choose to love pain. You can choose to love excitement. You can choose to love drama. You can choose to love power. And you can choose to love money. But you can also change your mind. Life is a play that you experience. Life is a dream that you create. You choose not to remember how, because that makes it seem more real. Inevitably, you will remember who and what you actually are. You cannot be hurt, but you can experience being hurt by believing you are hurt, but you cannot actually be hurt. You are part of God. Your life is what you believe it to be. Your life is one with your consciousness. It comes from the greater you. Experiences exist because you believe they exist. As you change your beliefs, you change your experience. Most beliefs operate subconsciously. That is, they operate below your normal awareness. Beliefs are habitual thoughts and feelings that you do not question. They are thoughts and feelings you simply know to be true. Operational beliefs, therefore, are much deeper than what you simply think you believe. All creativity, all reality, and all of life begins with consciousness that proceeds to belief. First, you think it, then you imagine it, then you desire it, then you love it, and then you believe it. That is how you create it. Fear is as creative as desire. Fear is also a form of love. It is the fear of losing something you love. By believing that can happen, you experience fear. But fear is ultimately groundless. You can never lose what you love. You can only create what you love, because you are love. But you can create the experience of loss by choosing to believe in it for a while. Hate is another form of love. You hate what you fear. The fear is that something will deprive you of love. But nothing can deprive you of love. You are love. Still, you can create the experience of hate by choosing to believe in it for a while. You can create the experience of being deprived of love if you believe in it for a while. After you have had the experience, you will remember. You will remember that you are part of God. You will remember that you are love. You will remember that you cannot be deprived of love. You can live in heaven or in hell. You live wherever you believe you are. Remember, you are part of God. Your word is law. What you believe becomes real for you while you believe it. The world you experience is part of you, a reflection of your beliefs. It is a creation of your love and your choices made from love. So choose wisely.